Tov everyone, a big mazal tov to Moreno Avinu, our Rav Shlita and the Chasana today. That Hashem should be with the Atzlacha Rabba. We're up to Simen Kuf Tes. It's page 274. It's based on the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Kaf Aluf Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us like this. Amar of Huna Anichnas LeBeis Knesset Matzit Tzibur Mispal. Someone enters into the shul, he's a few minutes late, and they're already in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So im yachol ha'atchav v'lig mor ad shlo yagiash li ha'tzibur l'modim yitpalel. If he's going to be able to start the Shemoneh Esrei before the shliach tzibur is going to get to modim, then he should be able to die. He should say Shemoneh Esrei. V'im lav al yitpalel. If not, he cannot do it. He cannot finish before he gets to modim. Then he should not start daven. Rather, he should only daven Shemoneh Esrei after that point. Rabbi Shul ben Levi Omar im yachol ha'atchav v'lig mor ad shlo yagiash li ha'tzibur l'kedusha yitpalel. V'im lav al yitpalel. He says, only if he can finish before the Tzibur gets to Kedusha. If he cannot finish before the Tzibur gets to Kedusha, which is obviously much more early in the Chazar Zashas, then he should not daven. Okay? And that's how he passing the Chumra over here, like the second sheet of the Gemara, the Mechara Paskas, Anichlas Leves Knesses, who Matzah Tzibur Mispalim, Im Yachol Ha'atchiv Lig Mar Kodim Shiyagiash Li Tzibur L'Kedusha, O L'Kadish. He adds, and over here also, Kadish and Marav, there is no Kedusha. So think of it, Tzari Shemona Esrei, before the Tzibur is going to get to Kadish, or for Minshachas, before you get to Kedusha, Yit Palel. Then he should go ahead and daven. Now the Ramah adds in his interesting comment over here, and we've seen it earlier on also, V'hu Adin Amenda Kela Kadosh, V'shomea Tfila Dinan Kekadosh Kedusha. You should know the Amen on a Vakela Kadosh and Shomea Tfila has the same koach as the Kedusha itself. We'll see later on, it's not exactly the same level, but it has a lot of Kedusha, the Amen of Vakela Kadosh and Shomea Tfila also. The question is, what's it doing over here? It's a very nice comment, but over here, if he's not going to be able to make it to Kedusha, okay, that Amen to Vakela Kadosh, of course, it's right after the Kedusha. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this question. The guys asked this in Seder. The Mishnah Berurah discusses over here. I think the Pashtus is just the fact that the Mishnah, the Ramah just wanted to add in over here that these have the same koach of Kadosh and Kedusha. These two Aminim are also important. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, at least by Shomea Tefillah, if he could start after Kedusha and finish by the time the Chazan gets to Shomea Tefillah, I guess he's doing a lot of Chazanas. At that point, then he could start in Shemoneh Esrei, but if not, then also he should not have started in Shemoneh Esrei. Vim lav, says the Mechaber, Vim lav, he cannot finish by the time he gets to Kadosh and Kedusha. Al yipalel, he should not daven. He may not shahu veris, unless he's going to miss Zman Tefillah. If the shahu veris, and he's going to miss Zman Tefillah, then of course he's going to have to daven in Shemoneh Esrei and forget about these things he's going to miss out on. Vim nichnas achar Kedusha, if he's nichnas already, the tzibur is after Kedusha at this point. So im yochol ha'atchav ligmar kodim shigiyash liyatzim l'modim, if he gets to the point where he's going to be able to finish before he gets to the modim, we all know that according to the Ramah just said, it's not modim, it's really shomea tefillah, amin of shomea tefillah, he's going to have to finish beforehand, but according to the Das Mechaber, he's going to have to finish by the time they get to modim, then yitpalel, vim lav al yitpalel, he should not go ahead and daven. Okay, so we'll get to the rest of the Mechaber in just a few moments. So number one, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat Aleph just writes, if he doesn't want to do this and wait for the tzibur and v'chulei v'chulei, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nichlas Beis Knesset, Vim Rotsa Let Seisli Palo Ba'azorah, Chutzah Beis Knesset, Mispalel Ve'ein Tzarech La'antin. If he wants to go ahead and daven right away, he could step out of shul, and he could go ahead and daven in Shemoneh Esrei then. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita is bothered by this. Why does he have to go out of shul over here? They're davening Shemoneh Esrei. It's not like where he's makdim. We saw it in. If he's makdim in Shemoneh Esrei to the Tzibur, you're not supposed to makdim your Shemoneh Esrei to the Tzibur. The Tzibur is over here davening Shemoneh Esrei. What's the difference? Okay, he chooses that he doesn't want to. He's going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha. But why does he have to step out of shul? So says Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul the following. The going out of shul is shaykh when in time where he's going to miss out on modim. Why? Because he's not going to be able to bow with the tzibur when they're doing modim, and therefore it's going to look like he's a kofer. Therefore, he could step out of shul in order not to look like a kofer. We'll see later on that even certain bow in the middle. Therefore, if he steps out of shul, he's not going to look like a kofer. What's it help that he's going to step outside? He's still going to miss out on these things. There's no point in stepping on inside. Okay, then he says, why is he stepping outside? It's more kedusha to dive in your Shemoneh Esrei inside the shul than outside of the shul. Therefore, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, he must be talking about Ulai Myri Shaylo Pnai Lamtin. He can't wait. Meaning, Rav Nevinzel is saying, why should he daven now? Let him daven inside after he answers Kaddish Kedush. He's talking about it. He doesn't have time to wait. He's got to run out to work. He's got to run somewhere else. He's not going to have time to. That's the Metzias. Therefore, Daz Adivli Paul Bechutzabin Knesses, Kameasher Laharos Chasu Chalil Kofer. Because of Modim, we're afraid of this Kfir thing. Therefore, he should go ahead and step out of Shul. What's coming out over here is that if you're going to be coming late to Shul, and you're going to be missing the Iker part of Shemona Esri over here, so, and you're going to have to, you're going to miss out on Kaddish and Kedusha, better to hear Kaddish and Kedusha and Modim of the Tzibur than daven to Shemona Esri, even though you're going to be mixas davening with the Tzibur. That's what comes out over here. Comes the Bir Lacha, and he says it's true that here Kaddish and Kedusha is more important than davening someone with the Tzibur, so he says, Nistapakti, I'm still following Safik. If a person has the teva of being marach in his tefillah, he has a long Shemona Esrei, or he's davening in a tzibur that davens very quickly, and he always knows he's going to miss in Kaddish, he's going to miss for sure Kedusha, perhaps Modim and Kaddish also. He's not going to be able to finish until Kedusha. Does this person have a heter to start a Shemona Esrei? Because he knows he's going to miss on Kedusha. We see over here, if you're going to miss on Kedusha, sounds like from the Mechaber, you shouldn't daven at all with the tzibur. So says the Chavetz Chaim over here, says, Mikan in Raya Isser. Over here is not a Raya that he cannot start right away with the Tzibur. Why? The Esher Dezelav Tfilas Tzibur Gemurim Mikri. Because over here we're talking about where he's going to start in Shemona Esrei. In the middle of the Tzibur davening Shemona Esrei, that's not considered Tfilah but Tzibur Gemurah. When you're not having Tfilah Tzibur Gemurah, so therefore Kaddish, answering Kaddish and Kedusha is more important than not Tfilah but Tzibur Gemurah. But if you're going to be davening Mamish with the Tzibur at the same time, where it's considered Tfilah but Tzibur Gemurah, over there, says the Chavetz Chaim, even if you're going to miss out on Kedusha, you can go ahead and daven. You should go ahead and daven. And that's what it comes out over here. This is also right to the Yisod that we said a couple times earlier. Shlomo Zalman says that there are different levels of Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's Tefillah B'Tzibur when you mamish start with the Tzibur, and there's a lesson, you quasi Tefillah B'Tzibur, where you say part of Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. That's what we're learning out over here. You see a beferish over here from the Chavetz Chaim over here in Bir Halacha Dibur Masa and Nichnas. So he says over here, So Lameisa, it's like this. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Zvigla told me this also, that is, if the Tzibur is still, or even 10 people the Tzibur are still in the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, we've learned before that the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei are all one unit, that it's still considered Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemurah, even if you didn't start Mamish at the same time, but the Tzibur is within the beginning of Shemona Esrei, the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, you would assume, okay? Therefore, that's Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemurah, then you could go ahead and start. Anything after that, since right now in front of him he has a chiyuv of davening with the tzibur. Right now he does not have a chiyuv to answer kedusha right now. Better, even if you want to say kedusha is even more important than tefillah b'tzibur, still nevertheless you have a mitzvah in front of you to daven with the tzibur, and you don't have the mitzvah kedusha yet. And if he's ends up being in the middle of Shemona Esrei, he's going to be onus. In the end of the Berilah, he does it. You have to learn the sugya of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos more be'in really to understand this question. But it sounds like this is definitely the Minhag Olam, that even if someone is Ma'arich in Shemona Esrei, he's not going to make Kedusha. As long as he starts with the Tzibur, he goes ahead and starts with the Tzibur, even if he's going to miss Kedusha. That is the Minhag of Moreno Rabbeinu Arav. So he's every day in the 7 o'clock Minyan Ramban. He never, ever ends up finishing his Shemona Esrei before the Tzibur is at Kedusha. He's still davening until Tachlin on most days. And therefore, he's samech on this Beralach over here, even though there's an inyanim that Kaddish dancing, Kaddish Kedusha might even be on a higher level. Nevertheless, once the he's going to get Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura, then we tell him to go ahead and start his one. No, listen to Shomei Kona, like we learned earlier on. Loyotzi Kedusha Shomei Kona. Okay. Both Beralach, Adir Masa, Kedusha, Ola Kaddish, and also this long Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Dalid, gets into just important to get an idea. What's Adif? What is the most important things in davening in terms of Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Modim? All these things are all great things to answer. They're all very, very important. What's more important than each other? So if you look in about seven lines down in Sivkat and Dalu, first word in the line, it says Vida. It says Dida. The Amen Yeheshmi Rad the Adif Mikdusha. Answering Amen Yeshmi Rabbah is even more important than answering Kedusha. And therefore, the Nafkamina comes out in this case. Let's say if you start your Shemoneh Esrei, and you're going to have a choice of either missing Kedusha or missing Amen Yeshmi Rabbah, better to miss Kedusha and not miss Amen Yeshmi Rabbah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The same thing is, I think, brought down it's brought down maybe in the Bir Halacha, that he says the same thing would be the Nafkamina, but let's say you're at the Kotel. And you're saying to them, you have two minyan. One minyan is at Kedusha, and one minyan is at Kaddish. What's better, to answer Kedusha with that minyan, or Amen Yeshmi Rabbah? The answer would be, Amen Yeshmi Rabbah has more Kedusha than actual Kedusha. Okay? And then, a couple... Sometimes when Rav Nevinzel used to be walking back from his minyan, okay, many times he would stop at every minyan that they were up to. This one is at Kaddish, this one at Kedusha. So in that case, Lechor, if there was two minyan going on, he would stop for the minyan saying Kaddish more than the minyan saying Kedusha. Then he says like this, three lines, Zanu Kedusha Adif Mimodi. Kedusha is more important than answering Modim Derabbanan. Okay? Therefore, the same nafkamina we just said. And then, if you skip to the fourth wide line, it says V'chein. V'chein Adif Amen Yeshmi Rabba Mit Tfila B'Tzibor. Amen Yeshmi Rabba is even more important than Tfila B'Tzibor. Al Keini Bas Samach L'Kaddish. Pal take of Yivat Amen Yeshmi Rabba Him Yantim Anachar Kaddish. Lo Yichali Pal Arvis Im B'Tzibor. Amen Yeshmi Rabba Az Adif. Okay, so we see over here the koach of Amen Yeshmi Rabba, the koach of Kedusha over here, the Mishnah Berurah in the earlier on is a little bit stopping. What's better, Modim the Rabbanon, answering Modim or Borchu? Okay, Modim and Borchu. He has somewhat of a suffix over there, but he sends up saying that Modim is even more important than Borchu. Okay, fine. Okay, if you want, Sifkat and Hay is the one he's answering the kasha they have. What's the Ramah adding over here of a Kala Kadosh and Shema Tefillah if you want to look inside? Let's finish off this Mechaber over here. And the Hamshech over here on the top, page 275. Who had it? Im Yachol Agiel Lamodim Olo Achaz Miyam Brachos Yishokim Bam Kshi Agiel Shli Tzibar Lamodim Yid Palel. The same then applies if he's going to be able to get to Modim or one of the Brachos, other than the different Brachos that you bow in. Okay, that means at either the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei or at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we bow again. If you get to one of the seaboards, but if you be able to get there when you're Shemoneh Esrei, when the seaboard gets the modim, then you can also daven. Because why? Because then you're going to be able to the bow when the seaboard is bowing. Let's say really you're not supposed to start davening in this case that we just learned, but let's say someone said Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. Once he says Gal Yisrael, he's chayik to start the Shemoneh Esrei because we have smichas gula tefila. So that's the case. He started gula, he's summit gula tefila. V'niz davening lo shemegiyah shli atzibur l'modim. It happens to be now when the tzibur gets the modim, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Or for that matter, the same thing. If Stavon davening long Shemoneh Esrei, he started with the tzibur and now the tzibur gets the modim. What do you do if you're in their private shmonas, right? Because she'll be a brachos be'achad a brachos be'amsa. So yishchaimo, you go ahead and you bow with the tzibur as long as you're in the middle of any bracha of shmonas, right? Aval im betchiloso besofa lo yishcha. If you're in the beginning of the bracha or at the end of any of the brachas, then you're not allowed to bow. Since we only bow at the beginning of the end of the bracha, where Chazal told us to, the end of the beginning and end of the first bracha, and the beginning of the end of the last bracha, there you're allowed to. But since we don't have a place in davening where we bow in the middle of a bracha, if you're in the middle of a bracha, you're allowed to bow with the tzibur when they go ahead and do modim. That's halach l'maisa. Mitchaso b'sofa lo yishcha shein shochim b'tchilas bracha b'sofa elo ba'avos ba'hoda. Only in the bracha ba'avos and the bracha hoda do we bow at the beginning and the end. So if you're in the middle of let's say Shmak Oleinu, so and the tzibur gets the modem, you bow with the tzibur. You don't say anything, you're not allowed to say anything, but you bow kilu, you're bowing with the tzibur. If you're at the beginning of Shmak Oleinu, or at the end by the bracha, bracha Hashem, shomea tefillah, then you do not bow with the tzibur because we only bow at in avos and oda when you get to the beginning of the bracha. So that would be alach lemaisa. If when the tzibur gets the modem, you should really lichatchila bow with the tzibur. However, if you're at a place in Shonesi, you can't bow, then you do not bow. Adkan for today.